Shar Dalid Perek Tes Vav. And I want to begin the Nefesh HaChaim quotes at this point three different places from the Tana Devei Eliyahu. Significant that he's quoting from the Tana Devei Eliyahu, and I'll explain to you why in a few minutes. But let's just see what he says, go through the words, and then I'd like to comment and say some important stuff. Ubishana Dve Eliyahu Seder Eliyahu Rabba Resh Perek He. Beginning of Perek He, Eliyahu Rabba says, Tana Dve Eliyahu says, Mikimi mi afar dal. We all know that pasuk. Mikimi, mikimi. Mikimi mi afar dal, umeashbois yorim evyun. So says the Chazal, Adam Sha'avar Averois Harbe. Let's say a person does a lot of sins. The kansu alav misa ad kedei kach, so much so, where he's chayv misa for the averus that he did. V'chazar v'osa tshuva, and then he does tshuva for his aver. Now, we don't find in Dinei Adam that tshuva helps you if you're chayv misa. I mean, it helps you, but it doesn't get you out of misa. If you're chayv one of the four misos of a beis din, which they had in the olden days, so, of course, you have to do tshuva, but the tshuva is not taking away the chiyu misa. But here we're talking about misa bidei shamayim. V'chazer va'asa tshuva. And then v'koyre toira neviim kesuvim. He does tshuva. He learns Tanakh. V'shana mishnah midrash halachas v'hagadais. He learns Gemara. V'shimeish chachomim. And he attaches himself and follows a Talmud Chacham. Afilu nigzer alav me'ek zeirois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'aviron mimenu. Even if there would be me'ek misois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them away. So this is an important chazal, that if somebody, God forbid, does a serious avera, a life of averas, chayiv misa, right? Let's say chilul Shabbos, machal aleha, mois yomas. So, you have to do tshuva. Without tshuva, it's lo matchil. Tshuva means that I have to go through the steps of regretting what I did, taking on a new lifestyle. But that's not good enough to get rid of the chiyuv misa. We don't find the tshuva not bidei Adam and not bidei Shamayim. The tshuva unto itself, although it's an absolutely incredible first step, but it doesn't take away the chiyuv misa. What you have to do is learn Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Shana Mishnah, Midrash, Halachas, V'agadais, V'shimesh Chachomim, Afilu Nigzer Alav Me'ek Zeres, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aviron Mimenu. Me'ek Zeres is an expression of a lot of misa. Like sometimes you say, Afilu Garim Yisurim Shal Shivim Shana. Like there's different expressions. It's a lashon hagzama. How I don't know exactly how a person can be chayiv misa 100 times, but I guess 100 Shabbos. Visham, and if you look at the same Tana Dvei Eliyahu, Reish Perek Vav, quotes the pasuk Heviani Hamelech Chadorov. That in Shir Hashirim it says, Shlomo HaMelech said, the king, meaning Hashem, has brought me into his inner chambers. Wow. Kishem Shiesh La Kodesh Baruch Hu Chadre Chadorim B'Tayrosai. And here's where we have to open up our minds. What does it refer to when it talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem's inner chambers? Mazot Omeret. But then it gets deeper. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has inner chambers in his Torah, kach yesh lem l'salmidei chachomim l'chol echad ve'echad chadorim, chedrei chadorim b'toyrosai. Similarly, a Talmud Chacham has inner chambers in his Torah. And then says astonishingly, v'im ra'isa, and if you see, Shai Yisurim Mishamshin Uvayin Alecha, that a person finds himself in a state of yisurim. He's in a state of pain, discomfort, troubles, yisurim. So what should you do? Roots. You should run away l'chadrei Torah. Umiyad ha-yisurim barachan mimcha. And you'll see the yisurim will go away. Shelemar, like Yeshayahu said, Lech ami bo b'chadorecha. Go into your inner chambers. L'kach nemar haviani ha-melech chadorev. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech said when he said, meant when he said, Hashem is taking me, bringing me into his inner chambers. Nagila v'nisma chabach, and then we're all happy. We're all tzufrid. B'meh shigidal tanu v'raimam tanu, b'mah. B'meh shigidal tanu v'raimam tanu, inasmuch as a person, a Talmud Chacham, is making Torah great, v'raimam tanu, and he's exalting the Torah, because Sharta lanu keser gadol b'divrei Torah misoifa oilam v'ad soifa oilam, and the Talmud Chacham is connecting the entire world through the keser Torah. Now, Shar Dalad Perek Tezvav. This is intriguing to me, and I just want to share my intrigue. First of all, like, pretty interesting that a person can get rid of their yisurim. You know, who doesn't have yisurim? I don't know anybody that's completely putter from having yisurim. But that's intriguing and that's interesting. But what's even more interesting to me is, what are the chedrei chadorim of the Torah of the Talmud Chacham? You know, Bishlama, Hashem has chadrei chadorim, so we know about this. We know that the world began to be created in the world of Atzilus, and then the creation went through a process of Bria, through a process of Yetzira, and then through a process of Asiya, where it is now. So the creation exists every second, Mechadesh B'tuvah B'choyim, my Sibarashis, exists on many levels. There's the first germ of creation, which we don't even see. It's spiritual. Then it morphs, if you will, into something gashmius, into the world of Asiya. That's Hashem. But what does it mean that a person is moving into his chadrei chadorim? That's fascinating to me.
Rabbi, can you read everybody, please?
Is somebody making noise? One second.
Yeah. I'm moving around the kitchen. Wait. Sorry.
Okay. Everybody muted? Now, I want to speak a little bit about Yisurim. I want to speak about Chadrei Chadorim, which is probably a new concept for most of us. The inner chambers, the room inside the room, Chadrei Chadorim. The room inside the room. The only place we find this in Halacha is like in Hilchos Yichud. And I want to speak a little bit about Talmud Chacham. The question is, here's the question we need to think deeply about. A person, let's assume this works. A person is having trouble, having yisurim, health problems, God forbid, kid problems, God forbid, marriage problems, God forbid, parnasa problems, lo chaser problems that a person could have. So somehow or another, by learning Torah and by going into the chadrei chadorim, one can solve the troubles that they're having. Before we start thinking to ourselves, does it work or doesn't it work? I just I just want to like say the concept. The concept is I'm more interested in how should this work? Ba kesher going into the chadrei chadarim to yisurim b'deilun heimanui that he doesn't have any yisurim. What's the connection? This is very, very important. So I just like so it starts. It begins with the Gemara in Brachos, well known, beginning of the Daf Hayomi, which is Brachos Daf Hey. And this is interesting. Amar Reish Lakish, Gemara says, Reish Lakish. Now remember Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish is the one who jumped into the water after Rabbi Yochanan and couldn't get out again because he was Makabal Ol Torah. Because Rashi says, HaTorah Mateshes Kocho Shel Adam. That's what Rashi tells us based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia in Sanhedrin. That the Torah weakens a person. So the Torah weakens a person. That's Reish Lakish was the example of the person who became weak. Comes Reish Lakish in Brachos, New Gemara, and he says, Daf Hei Amid Aleph, Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Ha'Oseik B'Torah, if you're learning Torah, Yisurin B'Deilin Heimenu, your Yisurim separate from you. And he brings many psukim that say that this is the case. Now this is Reish Lakish. Now I realize I'm not. I understand, in pshat, that becoming weak, perhaps is different than yisurim, but still seems to me to be a bit of a contradiction. That how could it be that the Torah makes you weak, and that the Torah at the same time takes away your suffering and takes away your struggles and takes away well maybe my struggles to get out of the pool. I haven't got the koach. So this is it's almost steer in Reish Lakish. The Gemara goes further to say, if I turn the page, Omar Rava, Imraya Adam Shi Yisurin Bayin Alav. If a person sees, whoa, suffering has come upon me, things are not good, what should you do? Says the Gemara, Yifashfesh B'Ma'asav. You should start doing an examination of everything that you do, your daily habits, your what you do, how you act, how you talk, etc. Yifashish v'maisav. Shenemar, nach besa drachenu v'nach gaira. Like, find out if the first step is to go and figure out if I'm doing something wrong. So again, here's a person with yisurim. So what do you do when you have yisurim? And so you go to the doctor. But okay, but in a more, you should go to the doctor, but in a more general sense, like what, you know, a person, God forbid, finds out that something's wrong with them. Like, that's it. Your whole life is all confused now. Your whole life is balagan, yeah? Like doctors and hospitals and lo'aleinu. So what's the thing to do spiritually? Yifashvesh b'masav, you check out your ma'aseh. Pishbeish, famous Gemara, v'loy matzah. So let's say you check out your ma'asim and you don't find anything out, you don't find any problems. So this is like amazing because this is already way above us. Pishbeish v'loy matzah. I don't know. I don't speak any Lashon Hara. I'm not Mechalel Shabbos. I don't insult people. So why am I having these yisurim? So the Gemara says, Pishbeish v'loy matzah. Yitle b'bitl Torah. Assume that it's coming from bitl Torah. Okay, so the Marsha asked, isn't that itself an Avera? Like, Bittul Torah. This is what the Gemara says. Shenemar asher agever asher tiyasrenu yo mitayros cheslam dano. Vim tala v'lay matzah. Let's say you checked out your Bittul Torah and you make sure you're using every moment correctly, says the Gemara, and you still have suffering, you still have trouble. B'yadua, you can know she yisurin shel avahein. That this is not yisurim that are coming because of anything that I do, but it's yisurim shel ahava. Shenemar, how do we know there's such a thing? Because it says in Mishlei, ki eis asher yav Hashem yochiach. Sometimes, you know, it's a way, as Rashi says, of helping us grow into olam haba. You know, we all know that sometimes when we go through tzaros in life, it brings us to a higher level of meaning and spirituality and even Torah. The Gemara says someplace, Tizoher bivnei aniyim, I think it's in Gittin, Shebehem teitzei Torah. Like, watch out for the poor people, the children of the poor people that didn't grow up with a silver spoon in their mouth, and they didn't grow up having everything that they needed. And they always had to work hard for what they had. Be careful with them, because that's where Torah is going to come from. It's not going to come from the Ashirim. You know, we're all working so hard to give our children everything that we have, which is good. But Tizar bivnei aniyim, says the Gemara, Shebehem teitzei Torah, the struggle itself brings them to a higher point. We all know this is true. Nobody wants to struggle. The Gemara says later, do you like these Yisurim you're getting? One Rav said to another. So he said, Lo hein v'lo yisharim. I don't want any Yisurim. But the fact is that we all know that the struggles that we go through, if it doesn't kill us, it helps us. You know, it brings us to a higher level. I remember, you know, Rav David Feinstein was nifter this week. So when somebody once told me that somebody said to him, he's having a lot of problems, like he doesn't know what to do. His finances are going down, and his shalom bayis and mela is going down. And he's got this problem and that problem. So he asked Rav David Feinstein if it's okay if he goes to a mekubel. Is that okay to go to a mekubel to try to figure out, like, what, you know, mekubel can help me? So Rav David thought for a second. He says, "But did you, you know, Beseder, but did you already do what the Chazal say? What the Chazal say? Ibrahim, like, does it before Shigabar? Says the Posek Hadar. Ibrahim, you serve Shabbat Alecha. You fast fish from Ma'aseh. The first thing you have to do is make a forget the Makubal for a minute. Just make a Cheshbon on Nefesh. What could I be doing that's causing me such grief? And by the way." You know, I'm just saying over here that it's very possible that a lot of Yisurim come from things we don't even realize we're doing. I mentioned a number of times that somebody with a lot of tzaris went to Rav Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Uvracha, and he said, why am I having these Yisurim? He didn't give brachas as a makubal, but why am I having these Yisurim? So he said to him, probably because you cause pain to the people you love the most. There's a certain relaxation that we have, let our guard down when we're around the people that we love the most, and we can hurt them. We can hurt them, and this can bring you sorrow, as an example. Okay.
Chazal there, when they say Mephash Fresh for myself, they aren't talking about some mystical pulling of the strings. They're talking about literally in Teva, if someone's, you know, a person is having a problem in a relationship. Maybe the meisim of that, you know, caused it. Maybe it's derech hateva that you're not such a nice person, or did you push that person around?
First, that's obviously that's the first place to look, right?
It doesn't sound like Chazal is talking about something mystical here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a number of levels, but it's also talking about what you're talking about, like, you know, the first thing. You know, the first thing to do, you know, if you're not feeling good and the doctor tells you, look, you know, you're sick, is probably to stop eating pizza all day and drink Coke. That's probably the first step. But there can be a deeper part to it. And I think the Gemara is talking about all the way up to, because otherwise, Yitla b'Bitl Torah. Like, how do you get to Bitl Torah here? So let me suggest something which I think is very important. Actually, wildly important. I think what, you know, Reish Lakish is saying here, it has to do with exactly the story of him and Rabbi Yochanan, where he lost his koach. Because we learned from the Ben Yoyada on Sunday, we learned that the reason why Reish Lakish lost his koach when he was in the Yarding is because he was learning Torah Shalei Lashi. Yes, he was Makabal al Torah because Rabbi Yochanan told him to, but he was doing it for the sake of marrying his sister. Rabbi Yochanan's sister, the beautiful sister. So the Ben Yoyada, that's the Ben Ish Chai, explained that, how does that work? He said that because a person has a tremendous amount of energy coming from what he calls the Sitra Achra. Hashem made energy in the world, and it's not necessarily good energy. And you grab into this energy, and you got a lot of koach. You could become an NFL player. But Then, when you want to take the cable out of the Sitra Achra generator and then replug it into the Or Kitov, a generator of light, so okay, all of a sudden I was weakened. And it's not until I learned Torah Lishma that I'm moving into getting my light from a different place. And I don't know if it's ever the same amount of physical koach. Maybe. But it what the idea is, though, it doesn't have to be. We don't have to be athletes or the marathon runners. As fast as we're going to run, kangaroos can run faster than us. But it's about getting our koach from a very, very deep place, from the Makor HaTov, Vayar Hashem as Or Kitov, Or Kitov. That's what the Ben Yehoyada teaches. I think I'd like to posit the following. Feel free to comment. How much of our Torah? I'm talking about even us that we're learning Lishma and we're doing stuff Lishma. Why the heck else would we be doing this? Why are you sitting here right now if not Lishma? Nevertheless, and I'm saying this for a sophisticated group of people, with respect. Nevertheless, how much of our Torah and our mitzvos and our ma'asim tovim are really superficial or out of habit or bachutz? It's the beged we wear. It's a good beged, but it's an outside. Let's say we have, just like Hashem has atzilus bria yetzir nasiya. So here too, there are many, many layers to what we have now. Talmud Chacham that learns Torah, so there's a deeper level and a deeper level and yet a deeper level. So it's very easy to get stuck. I'm not such a Talmud Chacham, but I am an expert in the external level. It's very easy to get stuck in living the Torah lifestyle, which is, of course, imperative, without going into, listen to this, without going into the chedrei chadorim of our neshama and of our Torah. Klomar, that we could fall into a place of mitzvos hanoshim milumada. And it's, you see people. I won't say anything bad, but you see people that are talking the talk and even walking the walk, but you see other people, gedolim, gedolei Torah. I don't mean gedolim necessarily, don't have to be Reb Chaim Kanievsky, but people that have internalized the Torah and they're speaking from the inside, they're not speaking from the outside. Let me. When I don't want anyone to fall into a superficial pshat in what I'm saying, because I mean to say something deep. I don't know if I'm explaining it correctly, but I'll give you an example from the secular world. There's a million scientists. There's a million doctors, and they know what to do. They know what to do. You have a headache, take this. You have a your leg hurts, do that. If you have a problem with your heart, this is what we do. This is how we treat it. And then every once in a while, you'll find a genius that sort of like grasps the insight of what's going on. I believe, for instance, with this corona, trying this, trying that. I don't know if anybody is yet. I don't know if Hashem was Megala yet. The insight. Like, what is this? Mazeh. And you find the great scientists, Einstein is a great physicist. I mean, I don't pretend to understand, but it's he understood something, him, before him, Newton, understood something very, very yisodi, very, very fundamental. And built from there, and the truth itself is not necessarily so complicated. I mean, somebody has to explain to you, I guess, what equals MC squared means, but it's not necessarily so complicated, but it's a insight. I always feel to myself like some people get it and some people don't get it. Some people just don't get it. They don't, they're doing all the things, but they don't get it. You can do all the healthy things, but you don't get it. You're not get, you can do all the, you can know all the science, but you don't understand it deeply. So this is a mashal. But with, when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, so there's the outside of your house. There's the cheder inside. And then there's the chedrei chadorim. The chedrei chadorim is the deeper, innermost chambers of a person, where you start asking yourself, not only what do I do, or what do I say, but what am I actually? And this is only Torah Lishma. A real Talmud Chacham, a real gadol, a real leader, has to have that insight. Has to understand things because look, if people are understanding things, looking over their right shoulder, saying, "Oh, am I going to get blasted for this?" Or, "Is this the right thing?" Or, "Is it politically correct?" So, sometimes you got to think like that. But when you're thinking like that, you're not thinking about chedrei chadar. You're thinking about covering your self and making sure that what you're doing is appropriate. So it's a very deep thing, and it's a very difficult thing, A, to find. There's a lot of Talmidei Chachamim out there, a lot. Baruch Hashem, we've raised a generation full of Talmidei Chachamim. But it's rare to find somebody who not just is a tzaddik, which is already into the Midas HaYisod, tzaddik Yisod Olam, but it's rare to find somebody who's Be'etzem, the Talmud Chacham, the not just the genius of it, but the chedrei chadorim of it. And I want to I want to go on a tangent that if you'll allow me, that but it's not a tangent, it's like the real thing, but it is an example. Somebody could go to or be a therapist. So if you're a therapist, so like you understand presumably on one level or another, depending on what you learn, you understand what the how the mind works and what's making us do what we do and how to feel better. So, but then is that Torah? Is that Torah? So like if you're going to have Torah leadership. So, there's a lot of people out there, this is what I'm trying to say, there's a lot of representatives of Torah that have, they're fantastic speakers, they have fantastic things to say, they make videos, they're like sort of like TV personalities, and I'm not knocking them, we certainly need them. But if you want to be a Torah leader or a spokesman for Torah, so, like, the first thing is Aleph Beis is that it's got to be based in Torah. Like, the first thing for a Torah leader to be is he has to have very, very deep roots in Torah. He just understands intuitively what the halacha is. He's learned so much that he just gets it. And then the question is he a good speaker? Can he speak here? Can he speak there? Should he speak? Should he be the spokesman for the Jewish people? It's all correct, but if it's not based in Torah, then you're a psychologist, or you're an orator, or you're a speaker. So, is the difference between going to a therapist, which is very important? I send people to therapists all the time, or going to speak to a Talmud Chacham. The difference is that. There's the chitzonius. Maybe a therapist, I'm just giving an example, is talking about the cheder hapnimi. But if you're going to speak to a Talmud Chacham, it needs to be somebody who, as they're talking to you, can relate from his chedrei chadarim all the way to yours. It's got to be from a very deep place. Torah shelo lishma. never even gets there. Torah Lishma changes who I am. Torah Shelo Lishma Mateshes Kocho Shel Adam. Torah Lishma makes my inner parts stronger and stronger and stronger. And when this is, and this is an avoda for everybody. I'm not telling you, I'm not describing Gedolim because I'm not necessarily a maven in Gedolim. But the avoda for all of us is to be, to make sure that we're in touch, first of all, to create a Chedrei Chadarim. You know, some people don't even have one. But to be in touch with that Chedrei Chadarim, I don't know what it takes. Like the Gemara says, Nach, Yifashvesh b'masav. Do a cheshbon ha-nefesh. It means, right, go deep, deep into yourself to find nachbasa drachenu v'nachakayra. Nachbasa drachenu v'nachakayra. That's a very, very deep exercise, yes? Nachbasa drachenu. It's not just like a cheshbon ha-nefesh, but a deep chipus. You're searching. Here the Nefesh HaChaim says, if a Talmud Chacham has Yisurim, so where does a Talmud Chacham run? He doesn't run to this place for protection, to that guy. Doesn't run to the bank. A Talmud Chacham has Yisurim, you run inward. See, a person runs to hide where they're the most comfortable and safe. And I need to know what I actually am. So if we're going to choose leaders, or if you want to know, let's say, in my opinion anyways, like, you know, everyone's talking about, you know, leaders are leaving us, and where are the new ones? And the answer everybody says is, well, they pop out of nowhere. they just pop out of the crowd. Maybe they do pop out of the crowd, and I don't think that there's a leadership training school that can create leaders. But what has to be created first and foremost is a very deep kind of a Torah. And when you have the deep kind of a Torah, so now you can take that person and give them some leadership tips. You know, there's a Masorah in that also. Each person then, according to their koach, you're a speaker, you're a writer, you're a counselor, whatever you may be. But the first yesod is you can't move, not in Torah, you can become something else. You can become a doctor, become a therapist, but not in Torah. You can't move, period, if you don't have Malei V'Gadosh, those very, very deep roots of Torah. It's extremely important. And true, of any of the Gedolei Torah that I was Zocha to meet, and I'm sure it's true of any of the Gedolei Torah you were Zocha to meet, they were walking, they were walking Sifrei Torah deeper. Their midos were always normal and good. I think what I met is that, you know, silk, sterling personalities. This is the very, very deep part of the Torah. And I want to tell you something. Every one of those gedolim that are, you know, like public figures, and, you know, they're standing in front of the oilum in one form or another, but they spent a lot of time by themselves. They find a lot of time by themselves, and because the message that they're giving, God forbid, should never be a message from the outside of the house. The message has to be b'chedrei chadarim. And I think, and this is really the point that I want to say, just to explain the Nefesh HaChaim. Misha Ra Haroa Haroa She Yisurim Bayin Olav. So says the Nefesh HaChaim from the Tana Dvei Elio. Okay, I have Yisurim Yifashvesh B'Masav, and if that doesn't work, Yitla B'Bitl Tyra. Well, B'Bitl Tyra, you know, B'Bitl Tyra means that, like, you know, I ate supper too long. Maybe it means that also, that I didn't get up early enough. Maybe that means that also. But you know what I think Bittul Torah means? I think Bittul Torah means that you're not paying attention to your Chedrei Chadarim. That's what I think bittul Torah means. You're mevatel the Torah, meaning you either didn't let it seep in, and or it did seep in at some point. You know, maybe when we started learning, maybe when we became a Baal Teshuva, maybe we, at some point, we took it all in. And then what happens is, you know, we become like everybody else. We become like everybody else, and we're going, you know, like in Yiddish we say, funoi benuf. It's all from, you know, from the outside. Beged shel Talmud Chacham. And if a person, God forbid, has Yisurim, I wish not on anybody, but as I said before, I don't know anybody who's going to putter from it. But if a person has Yisurim, you find yourself in pain. So a lot of times, that pain, it could come spiritually for two reasons. But a lot of times it comes because it wakes me up from the superficial things of the world. A person, God forbid, is in terrible pain. You're not worrying so much about what people are going to think. You're not worrying so much about what the politics is and being correct. By the way, I'm not suggesting anybody should be politically incorrect. But I'm saying that, you know, the chatzodius is important, but it's, you know what it's like? It's like writing a check. You can write a check for $1 million, but if you don't have the money in the bank, like, yafet. The check's got to be covered. And the Yisurim serve the purpose, I believe, of making us look inside. So it could be, Dan, hear me out here, it could be that Yefashvesh B'masav is not something only that you're supposed to do. It's something that happens when you have Yisurim, unless you put in beta blockers. It's something that actually happens. And being that it happens, we're looking deeper. Pishvesh v'loy matza. But let's say I'm looking so deep and I'm not really finding any reason why I should be having these Yisurim. Yitla b'bittul Torah. You're not going deep enough. Yitla b'bittul Torah means take deep, deep look into what am I really saying? What am I really thinking? Who am I really? How am I really acting? And if all of that is clear, you get the all clear sign, right? Bill, clean bill of health. So then, Yisurim shel Avahein. Then you can assume that Hashem is just helping you grow more and more somehow. You don't make that assumption to begin with. But what the Yisurim are anti, the Torah Shaloi Lishma. Yisurim are anti-Torah Shaloi Lishma. And Yisurim cause a person to look very, very deep inside. Now, let's say I look inside, I don't find anything. Okay, doesn't mean just because you're a Talmud Chacham and you're having Yisurim that you're learning Shaloi Lishma. But the answer is Yisurim Shel Avahim. I have to leave like 2 minutes early because I have an appointment, but thank you for listening. I wish everybody a good day and a good Shabbos and Yirtzeh Hashem on Sunday. Be well.